The neon arches mocked me as I pulled into the parking lot, their garish glow painting long, distorted shadows of the skeletal trees lining the deserted highway. Hunger gnawed at me, not the usual grumble, but a primal urge, metallic and sharp. It had been days since I'd last eaten, days spent running, my pursuers gaining ground with each sunrise. The McDonald's was a beacon in the night, a greasy oasis in the wasteland of my desperation. It shouldn't have felt so wrong, so unsettling. The golden arches, usually cheerful, leered in the cold sodium light. The playland, a riot of plastic and primary colors in the day, was a twisted jungle under the moon, its static figures frozen in silent screams. The doors, always ajar, were shut tight. An unnatural stillness hung in the air, broken only by the rhythmic dripping of something I couldn't place. I pushed, and the doors groaned open, the hinges weeping rust. The air inside was thick and cloying, smelling of old grease and something else, something foul and ancient. The counter, usually cluttered with ketchup packets and napkin dispensers, was bare. The menu screens flickered with static, faces contorted in silent agony morphing into the grinning clown mascot. Dust motes danced in the single shaft of moonlight piercing the grime-cake skylight. Footsteps. Wet, slow, echoing in the cavernous emptiness. My breath hitched, a shard of ice in my chest. They were here. The shadows I'd outrun, the things that hungered for more than just my flesh. I lurched towards the back, towards the employee-only door marked. Exit. It wouldn't hold them, but it might buy me a few seconds. The handle, slick with something greasy, turned with a rusty rasp. The door creaked open, revealing a narrow hallway, the darkness at the end swallowing the moonlight. I plunged into it, my heart hammering against my ribs. The hallway twisted and turned, the air growing colder, the smell of decay stronger. My foot caught on something soft and yielding. I gagged, the bile rising in my throat. It was a discarded uniform, the name tag reading, Ronald. The dripping grew louder, closer. I could hear rasping breaths, feel the hunger radiating from the unseen things behind me. I stumbled into a dead end, a brick wall cold and damp against my back. I was trapped, then, a soft chiming. Like wind chimes, but deeper, older, resonating with a bone-deep dread. A single golden fry pan hung from the ceiling, swinging gently in the draft. As I watched, mesmerized, a single drop of something oily and black plopped onto the greasy metal. It sizzled, then sprouted, twisting into a miniature version of the grinning clown, its plastic smile painted with something that wasn't red paint. I screamed, a raw, primal sound that echoed in the darkness. The shadows at the end of the hallway surged forward, a writhing mass of limbs and fangs. The fry pan swung faster, the drops falling in rhythm, each one birthing another miniature horror. I closed my eyes, tears mingling with the grime on my face. This was it. The end. Then, a sound I hadn't dared to hope for. The roar of an engine, headlights carving through the darkness. The shadows recoiled, hissing at the light. A beat-up pickup truck slammed into the back wall, showering the hallway in dust and bricks. A figure, silhouetted against the headlights, stepped out, a shotgun cradled in his arms. "You all right, son?" his voice rumbled. "Looks like you could use a burger and a ride." I stared at him, my body still racked with sobs. He offered a reassuring smile, etched with the weariness of a man who had seen his share of nightmares. "Come on," he said, his eyes flickering to the shadows writhing in the dying moonlight. "Let's get you out of here. This town ain't big enough for the both of us." I stumbled forward, my legs shaky, and took his outstretched hand. As we climbed into the truck, I caught a glimpse of the McDonald's in the rearview mirror. The golden arches were dark, the fry pan still swinging in the shadows. But the miniature horrors were gone. For now. We drove away, the town shrinking in the rearview mirror, the taste of cold fear still metallic on my tongue. I knew the shadows wouldn't stay banished forever. But for now, I had hope. And a rumbling in my stomach that, for the first time in days, didn't feel like dread. Maybe a burger really could fix anything.